Okay, so now our predictions in the freshman division are over, and we can turn our attention to the sophomore division. So to give everyone a quick reminder of how this is going to work, the top four teams, the Musketeers, Rosemère, APH2, and the Wolverines, are going to make the playoff one bracket, whereas the bottom three teams, the Panthers, the Chamonix Royal Blues, and the Tigers, are going to make the second playoff bracket. Essentially, the five team in this case will have a bye, which is the Panthers. The Chamonix Royal Blues will face off against the Tigers, and the winner of that game will face off against the Panthers in the consolation bracket final. So right now I'm previewing, when I say I'm previewing the sophomore one, it means I'm previewing the top bracket here. So that's going to be the bracket with the Musketeers facing off against the Wolverines in round one, and the Rosemère against APH facing each other in round two, in the other semifinal matchup, sorry. So let's jump right in with our first semifinal matchup. I've been saying this all season, but I think the Wolverines are probably the most underrated team in this division. They got off to a very slow start to the season. Definitely not the start they wanted to, but you know, since then they've been an absolute powerhouse. So if you look at their last two games of the season, they beat the Tigers by 20 points. They beat the Chamonix Royal Blues by 40 points. They lost a very narrow game to APH2. They're, you know, in it with Rosemère, and they beat the Chamonix Royal Blues going back to week three. So this is a team that's definitely played very well. That being said, they've only played the Musketeers once before, and that game definitely didn't go according to plan for the Wolverines. They wound up losing 50-0 when I thought the game would have definitely been more competitive. So I think the issue in that first game against the Wolverines was the fact that the issue in the Wolverines' first game against the Musketeers was definitely the interception bug. They wound up throwing four interceptions and were just never able to get things clicking offensively. That being said, since that game, they've gone out to put up some very impressive point totals. You know, the week after the game after, they scored 39 points. You know, they've put up 43 points in another game, so their offense definitely started clicking a lot better since that game, and their offense all runs through offensively Zachary Yadbois, who has 65 completions on the season, nearly 800 passing yards, 14 TDs, 6 INTs. No, 6 INTs might seem a lot since he's only played 6 games, but you have to remember, 4 of those INTs came in the first game against the Musketeers. So in his 5 other games this season, he's only thrown 2 picks, which is why I think the Wolverines have more than a fighting chance of winning this game and causing what would be a huge upset. On the receiving side of things, I love the fact that they have 4 receivers over the 100 receiving yard mark. Leading that group is Fernando Abrejo, of course, with 16 receptions for 243 yards and 4 scores. That being said, you cannot forget about Cendric Gundogan, who has just as many touchdowns, 4, and 125 receiving yards. And the player who's second in this team on targets and second receptions is Xavier Couture, with 15 catches for 125 yards of his own. So this is definitely their check down man. If they need a completion, a big third down catch, they're probably looking towards Xavier Couture. Now, if we turn our attention to the Musketeers, this is a team that's really been phenomenal all season long. And that starts with the exceptional play of their quarterback, George Koutsoukos, who's passed for over 1,300 yards, an insane 34 TDs, only 4 interceptions on the season, and a quarterback rating, you know, just 118.4, which is really fantastic passing yards. And, you know, if George Koutsoukos's arms happens to get a bit tired, they can easily turn to Massimo Mufrage, who's completed all 5 of his attempts this season for 52 yards, 2 TDs, and a fantastic passer rating of 149.6. So really, the Musketeers have a wealth of riches, both at the quarterback position and the receiving position. So their leading receiver this season has definitely been Princeton Quickshank, who has been targeted a Herculean 41 times for 400 yards, 11 TDs. And if somehow, because it's really no easy feat, they manage to shut down Quickshank, well, then you have Jordan Pinestri, who has 303 receiving yards for 7 TDs. Really, this team is extremely hard to shut down because they have so many talented receivers. And If you look past that group, you have Massimo Mufraj, who's an FPF veteran who only has 5 receptions on the season for 127 yards. But I've seen Massimo play so many times, and I know he could easily be in the 300 receiving yard group. It's just the receivers on this team are so good, you can't possibly get the ball to them enough. And that being said, while the Wolverines have a very good offense, I don't think they have the DBs to line up against this Herculean receiving core of the Musketeers. You know, we know that George Cuchoso is going to get them the ball. And simply put, you can't shut down Cruikshank, Pinestri, Saltarini, and Mufraj. There's too many talented receivers there. It's impossible to play man against this team since they're so good. It forces you to run a zone scheme. And then you have a talented and overall smart quarterback like George Koutsoukos who can dissect a zone defense. I think the Wolverines are going to make this game a lot closer than most people expect. I can see this being a one-score game and the Musketeers eventually winning at the end. That being said, I definitely see the Musketeers winning this one. Now, if we turn our attention to our other semifinal matchup in the sophomore division, we have APH2 facing off against Rosemère. So let's take a quick look at Rosemère over here. So for me, Rosemère have definitely been impressive, and what I've loved seeing by this team is their improvement throughout the season. So really, ultimately, this team only lost... they lost 2 games, actually. They lost 1 game in week 3 to the Musketeers, and their other loss of the season came also against the Musketeers in week 5. That being said, look, in week 3 they lost the Musketeers by nearly 30 points. It was frankly a bit of a blowout. Whereas in week 5 they were within 2 scores of the Musketeers. I've already recapped that game in game of the week, and we know it's been very close. So what I love really, I'm just going to simplify this by saying, I love seeing the improvement of Rosemère on the season so far. They've gotten so much better. They've really gelled together as a unit, which is impressive because they've already played together for a number of seasons. And they challenged, you know, the division front runners in the final game of the season. So now in this game, they're facing off against APH2, who themselves are a very good squad. And I think I like the way these two teams happen to match up. They both have very good quarterbacks. So for APH2, it's clearly Marcus D'Alessandro, who's the the number one quarterback. He's passed for nearly 1,000 yards on this season, 19 TDs and only 5 interceptions, which is great. Near a quarterback rating of 100, which is what you love to see in FPF. And on the other side of the ball, Rosemère have their own dominant quarterback with very similar passing totals. Noah Sumida has passed for just under 1,000 yards, 998 to be precise, 23 TDs, and 117 quarterback rating. So really, quarterback-wise, they're probably pretty even. If you look at, even if you look at the rushing yards, that's where I probably have to give the slight edge to APH2. Matteo Tamburello has rushed for 151 yards, averaging nearly 20 yards a rush, which is very, very good. But now if we keep on going down the board here, I love the depth and the experience of Rosemère, and that's ultimately why I see them taking this game. They have a ton of receivers who can hurt you. Actually, if you look at it, they only have one receiver who's under 100 receiving yards, and that's Noah Sumidaham, the quarterback, because he can't throw the ball to himself. So all their other receivers here, if you've caught a pass for Rosemère, it means you have over 100 receiving yards. And just the speed and the talent on this roster, Emil Kilbride, 143 receiving yards. Justin Sumidaham, obviously the leading target, 365 and 8 TDs. And you just go down this list, and they're all talented receivers. They've also managed to produce a ton of interceptions. Lucas Cicieri has been the absolute leader for this defense with 6 interceptions. But, if you look at Anthony Marziano and Noah Smidham, they each have 10 PDs apiece, which could easily have been turned into a few more interceptions. Ultimately, the depth of Rosemère is something I just do not think APH2 can contend with. This team is extremely talented up and down the roster. Every single one of these players poses a threat. And I just think that depth of roster is too much for APH2 to contend with. So which means it's setting us up for a final between APH2 and the Musketeers. And frankly, I'm not even going to venture a guess at this final. It's going to be too close for me to say. Chazmat have gotten so much better throughout the season, and I know this team produces in the playoff. That being said, the Musketeers are fantastic as well. All I'm going to say is it's going to be a great final. It's going to be a close final. Who's going to win? Show up Saturday and we'll see.